Did it save it somewhere? So
that, that's like, no, that's but we're going to try for about 30 seconds right now just to make sure I know what the hell I'm doing. I do when I record by myself.
I know.
So there repeat everything you said in 20 seconds.
We were talking about my Twitter post talking about bands being excited over free recording time. And how I don't think you should be that excited about free recording time because it's not where you record, it's who you record with. Take your favorite producer and you can record in their garage over a multi-million dollar studio where they probably don't care that much about what they're recording.
Your favorite producer is going to cost how much?
My favorite producer?
Can you give me a ballpark of what a rate would be from somebody you might know?
Established mid-level is between, I'd say, $1,000 and $3,000 a song.
Okay.
I would say average rate between established upper end, you're looking between $7,500 and $15,000 a song.
If you are a new artist, nothing recorded, no tours under your belt, you're basically...
You're new.
Maybe
out of the
a couple years as an artist.
Yeah.
You're not signed with anybody, nothing. And you get offered as experience and just to get your chops as a recording artist and to get the feel of what the studio is all about. I think it's awesome.
I think so too. But from the angle you're going in and you're knowing what it feels like to to be under the lights of a bigger studio with several people probably looking at you from the light.
Not even a bigger studio.
Just a studio in general?
Yeah,
well, lower...
Like any... I'm not talking about, like, some...
Smaller project studios aren't giving away time. I'm talking about time in usually in prizes.
Mm.
You know, bigger studios where, like, they're trading advertising space for the idea that you're going to go in there and tell your friends it was awesome. And then, the hard reality, you're also going there with the idea that hopefully you don't finish your project on time, and then you've got to keep using that studio to finish your project, and then you start paying the day rate on it. That's the real topic in these situations
that's,
as well.
If you don't go, like, if you're only given a certain amount of time, and that's where you learn the schedule part of it.
Yeah, most, if you're new, you have no idea how long it takes.
Right, but that's a part of it, though.
Yes,
that's
but,
a part
but,
of...
Again, the idea where, like, you give the batteries, but you gotta, like, sorry, you buy the remote control car, but, like, you still need to get the batteries after sort of thing. It's like, there's two parts to it. Usually you do run it.
And that's a part of it, too. Probably. I don't know any band that's gone into the studio and it's run short of time. Like, it's run right on time or, oh, we have a day left. Let's, you know, check this out.
Yeah, no, it's very difficult to come in.
But that's a part of it, too.
I do agree with that. It is part of it. But
I think for an initial experience, I think it's good.
Is
anything past that, then you know better.
I would rather a band work with their friend on their laptop because they're going to put a lot more TLC into what you're doing. And you're going to put a lot more extra hours into what's going on. You're going to give a lot more actual constructive criticism because if your friend's learning to record, they want to make sure it's as good, even if you're their guinea pig band. Because I started that way too. I remember charging bands $100 a song.
Yeah, like there's so many.
And you give half of it to the studio, and then income tax takes the rest of it. And you're like, well, I did that for free. But at the end of the day, we both got what we wanted out of it. I wanted experience. They wanted something they thought was a quality project or a quality product. But the idea that just going into a studio and just getting experience, it's the same thing of someone just putting you in a pool and saying you can learn how to swim versus you actually sign up for swimming lessons and actually care about your progress of what's going on. I'm not trying to dog the bigger studios. I'm just saying you're paying for the time of the studio. You're not paying for the care of the engineers there necessarily.
No. Like, past an initial experience, then it's...
I just don't
think
there's a lot of experience standing in a room. I don't see it.
For anybody who's never been in a studio before, like, no matter, obviously a professional
one,
yes.
Go for a tour. It's the same thing, and they'll probably get the same amount of
I think if you have the opportunity, what's the harm?
I'm not arguing what the harm is from it. I'm just saying that I don't think you get the value that you could get, going with someone who actually wants to work on the project. Because a lot of producers, like, unless you're a part of a contest where the producer is, like, the contest is rigged and the producer's picking who they want to actually win so that they can bring them into the studio. Yeah, that's one thing. But other than that, I would say, and a past project, they won some studio time at a Wicked studio in Toronto. And I talked about the bands that produced some of their past EPs. And they said, you know what? It'd be great if you guys did an acoustic EP there because the arrangements are already done. do picture day, get a videographer, like shoot some content, use it as content creation, not just doing some recording. And that's what they went in and did, because I think they had 2 days to do as much as they wanted. At the end of it, it was done. I took it back to my studio, ended up mixing it, because if you have 3 days to record stuff and you're a band with the experience, you're gonna go way over the amount of, you're gonna grossly underestimate how long it takes you to do certain things. When it takes you a whole day to two tracks worth of guitars, like two songs worth of guitars, reality sets in how much shit you cannot get done in a day. And you spend most of your time tuning. And you spend most of your time realizing you're hungry.
Absolutely. That's the reality of that.
Yeah. So the idea...
But that's getting, like I said, past the initial experience.
Right. Just,
it's a whole different ballgame.
So if it's fun picture day sort of thing, and get what you can out of it. But when people have this false reality that their favorite bands went into a studio, set their gear up and hit record, and that's how the great songs were done. Yeah, maybe if it's the 50s, 60s, partially in the 70s, really stopped being that way in the 80s and didn't happen in the 90s and further past that, that is what it is. I don't know. I
think it's good to be open to it.
Again, if that's all you can have, but if a band said, we can take $5,000 cash or we can take 5 days in the studio, I would say take the cash. Take the money.
Because I think being on the other side of it, being behind the scenes, having nothing to do with being in a band or anything like that, it's not just about, if you only have one day and you know walking into that you have the potential to win this opportunity for one day only in the studio, no matter what you get done, I think it's the experience of going in, getting the layout, having that conversation with the producer. They could probably give you, even if they're a shit producer, let me finish, even if they're a shit producer, whatever, and they pick them or like whatever it is, go in there and make the absolute best of the experience. And when you leave, if the guy was crap, then the guy was crap. But at least you got in there, you got your chance to get whatever was recorded. You saw how the process worked, and you don't ever have to do it again. Unless you made some kind of connection with the producer, or they know of somebody that is better suited to work with them. Like, there's just too much, I think, to not do it. If you get the opportunity.
No, and I do agree.
If you have your experience.
To go back to the initial thing, it's just like, it's realizing that people are worth so much more than the gear and the space.
Right.
But
absolutely.
With your point, yes, I do agree. If you have that, like, go in and know what it feels like to be under the microscope. Go in and know what it feels like to work with somebody who's critiquing your stuff. My thing is, like, if you don't have people that actually care about, if they actually care about the project, they're going to hurt your feelings a little bit. Especially if
you're new.
But
that's a part of it too.
It is part of it.
It may be. It's not necessary.
And from experience, it's a fantastically quick way to get fired. When people get their feelings hurt from something.
Yes.
But once they realize where it's coming from,
mm-hmm.
and then someone else hurts their feelings, and someone else hurts their feelings, and then they realize that they shouldn't be so guarded about their songs.
Right.
You know, just like if you drew up blueprints for something, you're like, well, we can't put a wall there because there's no support there. You know, it's like, okay, well, these are things that an architect would look into,
mm-hmm.
or a designer would look into. So the idea that...
Hence pre-production,
right. Which again is one of those things when you're experienced, you go, like... You will go into a recording feeling like you're prepared to do it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's a lot of bands that, I'm getting a little bit off topic, there's a lot of bands that start recording when they feel like they can afford to do it, which is the wrong way to look at it as well. So the idea, back to the idea of winning free studio time, I don't know. I hate seeing people get excited over things when you could get excited over people.
But you know it's more than that. It's one day in a studio. That's all it is. It doesn't mean you got to propose at the end of it or anything like that.
A lot of studios.
You're not gonna work with people that you like all the time or that are gonna treat you wonderfully. It's like when meeting your hero for the first time. You hope it's a good experience, but they could turn out to be a complete dick. Unfortunately,
an asshole. But I think one of the things too is I hate when. Oh man, I'm never gonna work in a studio again. I hate a strong word. Because I get it, but I'm not a gearhead, so like,
yeah.
Or a gear slot, as referred to. Like, the idea that I don't like when studios kind of point out the flashing lights and the moving needles and the jingly keys of the recording right. experience. And I don't like when they point all that stuff out to the artists. They're like, look at this, we got this, and
they
we got
they
that.
They can get swept up.
This, and this Some microphone can. And stuff.
Yeah.
And then when you realize what you don't need to make a great sounding recording these days.
Mm.
And a lot of people working in project studios and a lot of producers, especially how much they've downsized what they have.
Yeah.
And the idea where like the studio is really banking on the artist or the band, falling into that romantic element that is recording.
Right.
The amount of bands that want to record on tape because that's what Nirvana did, or that's what Pink Floyd did, and it's like, that's cool and everything, but once you show them the cost of that, they run for the hills, because they're like, that's crazy expensive.
And hopefully that's the kind of conversation that can take part in that time.
No, absolutely.
It may not, but I think it's an experience.
No,
you know?
It is.
As it goes,
it
then
is.
They hopefully have more conversations with people like yourself that
no, it,
will help
it,
them,
it very,
guide them
it
a little more.
It very much
more.
Is. I think
it's
for,
all about like being open to communication with people,
for,
and do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
hopefully have their best interests
the
at heart.
For the super green band,
yeah.
Example: there's a young band I worked with a couple of years ago at a big studio in Toronto, and there's a smaller studio we talked about working with.
Mm.
It really didn't look like it was going to work out because I'd switched studios. I left my studio, moved that to the house, and then or made it into a project studio at home, and then. There's a couple of big studios I wanted to work out of. There's one in the area that looked really good, so talked to them. Long story short, I was like, you know what? There's another bigger studio. I talked to the financier of the band, which is one of the parents of one of the kids in the band. And I said, I would like to go here. I think it's way, way overkill for what we need to actually record. But the way that I look at it is, let's make this an educational experience for the band. Because we could go to a smaller studio... slightly off topic, but it was like we could go to a smaller studio and we could get the same quality of stuff done, or I could take them to a studio where everyone's going to feel like rock stars. You're going to be comfortable, the band's going to be comfortable, they're going to be under the microscope there. Like, this is going to be the magazine / music video experience that they're going to get. And the idea where we can go show them how to make sure their instruments are in tune, the type of care that goes into tracking, you know, vocals, guitars, all this stuff. And the idea where it's there for education more than it is just servicing the project and not really worrying
right.
about the artist after it's done. And
yeah.
I'm just like, I want to make sure that everyone in the band knows that, like, pay attention to what we're doing, because you're probably not going to work with me again after this, because you're, and not in a bad way, because like,
no.
you're going to be happy with the product, but like, you know, this band's like 15, 16, 17 years old, so they're
yeah.
going to work with their friends after. It's just, they got hooked up with me. I like what they're doing. So if we're gonna spend X number of dollars going to a small studio, let's throw an extra couple dollars on it so that we can go to a bigger studio so everyone's comfortable. You know, full transparency, I'm making the same amount of money. I'm not looking at it as like I'm getting a raise to go and do this, but the next time, and they were happy with the product that we got done. We recorded a couple things at the end at my place, because again, you always go over to more, you always need more time than you budget for something.
Of course.
But again, I wanted the product to be good, so we'll do a couple of vocals at the house, that's fine. The next project that they did was with one of their friends at one of the music schools in Toronto. And part of me could have been like, oh, they didn't call me again. You know, in brackets, looking for a paycheck. Or you can look at it and go, you know what, they did learn something. I wonder how the recording's going to sound, because I hope they learn something. And when it does sound good, although the mixes are what they are, because it's people learning, I think that's a really good experience. My issue, back to the initial point of winning free studio time, you might not get a producer or an engineer that will overstep their bounds to say what they really think about what you're trying
of
to
course,
do.
Of course, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Like, if you could doppelgang yourself, that I would want any new band to do that, you know, for that. But again, and I know I've had this discussion with many bands, as probably you have, is that they're always looking at if they could get into, never mind the studio, but obviously to get with the producer that they would love to have work on their music with them. If they could get both of that within their budget, in a heartbeat they would try to do it. Of course, then there's always scheduling too,
yes.
because good producers
are busy,
and rightfully so. So, like I said, just the initial thing. Sorry, a bee went by.
It's fine.
The initial thing of if this is just a first time experience and that's it. Hopefully, then when they get with a producer that is worth their salt, like yourself or a few others that we both know are well deserving of it, that you hope that bands get with that. You hope that bands,
you hope so.
With their first time, their first experience, you hope they're treated that well. And it's not always the fact that they get, when they win that studio time, that they're not going to get that. So I just wouldn't want to rule out winning free studio time. Ever.
Not ruling it out.
Okay.
I'm just saying, be mindful of what excites
Absolutely.
You. Be mindful of Absolutely. What you're shining a light on where you say, this right. is great. So.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to agree to disagree on that.
I don't think you're disagreeing. I think we just have different angles on it.
I think we have different perspectives on it, but also, it's just, you
it's
would
an
want
opportunity.
Artists.
It's
yes,
an opportunity.
Absolutely.
And especially when you're, because you're talking about, in particular, green new bands.
Yeah.
And in particular, green new bands say yes to everything.
Yes. Out of lack of experience.
Yes.
And you and hoping that they're not going to be taken advantage of. Yeah. And we both have seen situations where that hasn't been the case, unfortunately. Right. So that's why, yeah.
Well, one of the recent conference here, CMW, one of the quotes I took away from it is like, do everything in your power to increase points of collision. Like when you go out and meet people and you talk to people, it's the idea of being in a bigger studio, it's like you're in a position where you may run into somebody that was just coming into the studio to say hi or coming to pick something up or you know, assistant that's there that maybe you'll befriend them and then maybe they end up finishing the project.
Right.
So the idea where you just need to go out and do things
yeah.
and be in positions where you're going to meet people
yeah.
because you don't meet people in your rehearsal space. You really don't. You're stuck in a room with your bandmates or by yourself or whatever and are at home, you're writing music by yourself.
Yeah.
It's like you're not actually out meeting people.
Yeah.
And that's why there are some people who I believe don't really do that much, but they're just everywhere. So they're always top of mind with people.
Yes.
And bands that are touring constantly. And I'm like, I don't think their music's that good.
Yeah.
And they don't have much of it, but they're just everywhere.
Yeah.
So like that helps push the career forward because they're out making the friends and stuff. So
right.
leading back to the whole free studio time. Yes, I agree 100%. You go there, you have experience. Also, you may hit it off with the producer that's there, or the engineer or something. So
right.
it's a collision point. It's an opportunity you always say yes to. So we're not agreeing to disagree on it.
We're
keeping score now.
No, we're not.
Again, my initial point, don't get excited about things. Get excited about people.
Exactly. And you would hope that there's enough out there that would help guide artists. We both know and have worked with artists over the years that have unfortunately needed more guidance than they have necessarily wanted to accept.
That is that's a whole other
six-part
DVD.
That's a whole other...
On people not being coachable or teachable.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to end it there, and I'm going to see how this turns out. Hopefully okay with all the background noise, and we can use this in the podcast. Thank you, Mr. Langford.
Thanks for having me.
We will have another discussion on this at another time.
All right.
Bye for now.
My train's here.
Okay, I don't know how to save this. I'm thinking that.
I would be that.